I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
The Green Bay game is over. Now it's time to talk about what happened in the game. What went right? What went wrong? Who's to blame? It's time for the Green and Gold Postgame Show, presented by Lakeland University. Their commitment to education goes far beyond the classroom. Lakeland.edu. Your hosts for the show, Steve Sparky Pfeiffer, and former Packers running back Gary Ellerson, on the Big Show Radio Network.
Welcome in. It is a Green and Gold Postgame Show, and Niners are up 28-27. On the Green Bay Packers, and Mason Crosby just hit the game winner over the San Francisco 49ers, 30-28. Gary Ellerson, oh my goodness. There it is.
It's a big win.
Huge win.
Huge win.
And Aaron Rodgers, man, he got that ball in two big passes. Marches him down the field after, hey, man, I know they drafted Trey Lance and all that, but Jimmy Garoppolo marched that team right down the field needing a touchdown against that Niners defense, got the touchdown, gave him, what, 30-some seconds left on the clock, Gary?
Yeah.
And, again, if you're the Niners or a Niners fan, I think you feel pretty confident about that. But even that was too much time for Rodgers to get his team into field goal range, and then Mason Crosby, who seemingly does not age, hits the game winner to win the thing.
Yeah, he could be like Jan Stenerud. He could play till he's 50. Everybody keep talking about Tom Brady playing till they're 50. Mason Crosby feel like he could play till he's 52. Listen, Steve, I thought, and I tweeted this out earlier. If you guys follow me on Twitter, you can follow me at Gary Ellison. I think that's what it is, and with the blue check mark.
Yeah.
I say win or lose, I'm good with this game. You're without, and I know people don't think, but you're without Kevin King. You're without Bakhtiari. You're without Elgton Jenkins. I mean, if you think about how bad they really only had one starter on their offensive lineman from last year.
Right.
I mean, it's just you think about MVS goes down. I mean, it is just a huge win. This team, I feel like, is only gonna get better as the year go on because you're gonna get these players back. And I know you guys don't like Kevin King. But Kevin King provides you depth. Now, if Stokes is going to be your starting cornerback, you put Kevin King in the slot. I mean, it just gives you more depth to your secondaries is what you need. Stokes tonight, I'm going to be all over the place, but Stokes tonight, to me, signifies I'm the starter. It's my job.
Agreed.
Now, they may do something else because he's a rookie, but I think he earned it tonight. I mean, he played his tail off. I mean, the last interference pass that he got down in the middle of the field, that, I mean, rookies are going to get those calls. But the guy just showed that he could just still step in there and play. I'm just happy that they got a win. Steve, I think you and I predicted that they would get a win, I believe.
No, I took the Niners.
You did?
Yes.
So I thought they won it 28-24. I just thought Rodgers, and the reason why I said that, Rodgers got a lot of pressure on him this year.
Sure he does.
I mean, people were still tweeting at me about Rodgers don't look interested. He don't look this. And I'm going like, how do you see that?
Yep, I agree.
I mean, how are you watching that? Now, there's ebbs and flows in the game where guys will get emotional. But how you see Rodgers is not into it. I just don't know. And to me, I've never been like that. Football is one of those things where I don't know if you can fake it. Now, some guys can, but to me, I can't fathom at that position, at the quarterback position, where all eyes on you, that you can fake it. To me, hats off to 12. I mean, 12 played a magnificent game tonight. It's always all about him. It's going to be about him, good, better, and different. I wish Leroy Butler was here because he can just call me a Rodgers hater again. But good, better, and different, it is. And when Rodgers screws up, I'm going to let him know on Twitter. When anybody does anything wrong, I'm going to let him know. When they do something good, I'm going to let him know. Tonight, this team was about 12 all day long.
It was. And 12 and this team have struggled in San Francisco, and well, in California, in general.
Right.
And early in this game, it's 17-0, and I thought for sure I jinxed it. I tweeted out something along the lines of, well, if this was a statement game, then this is going to – the Packers are making a statement right now. Now, that was prior to the kick return before half. And that type of stuff, Gary, can cost them a playoff game. Allowing big kick returns like that to shorten the field for the other team.
They got stuff to clean up.
Man, special teams.
They got stuff to clean up. I mean, we get it. Defense. Defense stepped up tonight. And had they lost this game, I still would have been good about the defense. Defense stepped up. Aaron Rodgers got the game ball, folks. Defense stepped up tonight. Win or lose, I don't care what y'all say. We were on Joe Barry all week long. I think tonight, tomorrow, when we do our show, credit goes to Joe Barry. We were on Matt LaFleur about telling Joe Barry what to do, this, that, and the other. Whatever it is, all tonight, they came together and got a win.
How did the Niners move the ball so much better in the second half versus the first half?
Because you ebb and flow the game.
So nothing that they did for that Joe Barry didn't react to or anything like that?
No, it's just ebb and flow.
Van Horn Direct toll-free talk
ebb
line.
Ebb and flow, Steve. You've seen it.
855-830.
You know who's on the ebb and flow right now?
Who?
The Brewers.
Yeah, and also Phil Tramps.
Ebb and flow.
Congratulations to the Milwaukee Brewers for getting that done tonight. 855-830-8648. Experience online car buying on your terms with Van Horn Direct. Mike the Painter leads things off with Gary and Sparky. What's going on, Mike?
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
You bet.
Yeah, that was a really good performance by the offense and defense. That Rodgers threw some magnificent balls there, and I just have to give my hats off to the defense. They really got some pressure on Garoppolo, and I was totally surprised that they were going to run it more on us, and we really stepped up. It was a heck of a game. I am so proud of the Packers. This was a big statement win for them.
You know, that's the one thing, that coming into this game, and if you watch any of the pregame stuff, they all said the same thing as well, which is, my goodness, this is going to come down to, at the end of the day, the trenches, right? Who's going to win the battle in the trenches? Offensive,
Steve,
defensive lines. I agreed. I said the same thing on Friday, and that's why I picked the Niners.
Yes. You hit it, Steve.
It was a good game.
Thanks, Mike.
Steve, no, you hit it. What's the guy's name? Yoshi? Nygman?
Yosh. Yeah.
Yosh? Nygman? Nygman? Them jokers up front came off the football and kicked some tail up front. They really did. I mean, but you can see the transformation of this offensive line, though. Big dudes. They got big dudes up front. They look like the 49ers front right now on their O-line. They came off. Now, at first, they tried Yoshi singled up on both sides. I go, that ain't working. They got to get some help on them. Matter of fact, I tweeted at our boy Ben Fennel tonight.
Yeah, I saw
Steve.
That. Yep.
Did you see Tanya take him out?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Well, I don't know if that was the first one, but I was close because that play happened. Everybody's watching the ball. I saw what had happened. All I tweeted out was Bosa just got leveled, and that chip block by Tanya was something fierce.
Took him off his feet.
Yeah, it was awesome.
And I had said earlier, after I saw the first series, I go, yeah, Yosh can't handle Bosa.
We all agree.
Yeah, they need to get some help over there. Because if it is, it's going to be a long day.
Correct.
They did a great job game. I want to say this. Shanahan, he can coach.
Mm-hmm.
That guy can coach, man. That guy, Shanahan did a lot of – I saw a lot of people get mad with Joe Barry when Trey Lance came in right before halftime and ran it in. Yeah, we all knew they were going to run it, Steve.
No doubt.
But did we know where?
No.
Do we know the blocking scheme?
No.
Do we know how they're going to do it?
No.
No. We didn't know. But so everybody go, well, we all knew it was going to be a run. Sure, we did. But we didn't know where. That was just what made it so great was the timing, because we had no timeouts left, and we just had no idea what it was. I mean, that was masterful. The motion, was that UTEC motion? And then got on the center. Brilliant. Brilliant. I mean, that Shanahan is for real. So Shanahan gave you everything that he could give you, and the Packers still got a win. Hats off to Matt LaFleur and his coaching staff.
Yeah, no doubt. A big win for LaFleur, too, because those guys are all buddies and all that fun stuff. It goes with that. Listening on the Odyssey app is Ricardo in Canada. Download that Odyssey app right now, AUDACY. What's up, Ricardo?
Man, how you guys doing? How you guys doing? I know it's late for me.
Doing great.
Great game, great game. I was just telling your screener. So definitely game ball has to go to Joe Barry. We've been killing this guy for 2 weeks. Great defense, great intent. They actually, I called last week and spoke about the intensity. This team came to play today. They were on fire. Campbell was a great difference in the inside linebacker room. You can see the intensity, but I'm very proud of our offensive line. We played two rookies, a first-year player who looks like his dad. John Runyon is fierce. That guy's nasty. And Josh Niemann, who's a developmental player, is not a developmental player anymore. He's a player now. Like, this is his first step. And he held his own against Nick Bosa. Yeah, he needed some help. Who wouldn't need? There's also
no doubt
that need some help against Bosa.
Right.
You didn't hear his name for the most part of, like, what, the first quarter? After that, they figured it out. This is a great game, great win. And I mark my words, this win will come into effect at the end of the season when it comes to playoff standings. Because guess what? We're not going to go California anymore. Mark my words.
All right, very good. Ricardo, thanks for the call, buddy. I appreciate it. No doubt. The Packers get the win in dramatic fashion. Mason Crosby hitting a game-winning field goal for the Packers. If you didn't see it or hear it, here it is, courtesy of NBC.
Jorquez to hold it. Crosby to try to win it. And the kick is good to win the game.
Wow. That was very exciting.
The 49ers couldn't take enough time off the clock at the end. All Aaron needed was 37 seconds.
Did you expect more of him, Al Michaels? I guess I expected a little bit more. That was,
yeah.
And they win.
Yeah.
Okay. Thanks, Al. That was a great call. That was horrible. Didn't even need to cut that one. That was just bad. Yeah, you just expect more, I guess. I mean, I don't need Gus Johnson crazy, but, I mean, something. Let's go to Mike in Greenfield. You're next in the Green and Gold postgame show presented to you by Lakeland University. What's going on, Mike?
Your last caller was spot on. And Al Michaels, I guess he's got to stick to misbehaving in the hotel rooms 15 years, like from 15 years ago. But anyhow, back to that.
Wow.
I forgive me for that
one. Don't forget.
It was a lousy call. The announcers were just waiting to say positive things for San Francisco, but they withstood a challenge that was so obviously a drop. You could see the ball bounce up. Then they missed the headhunting guy. That guy launched himself, and even they could have still called it. I believe they could still call a penalty. After talking with each other, and then to give us a roughing the passer shortly after that, and we still came through. And Rodgers, man, he was fantastic. And let's not hear any more calls about that Barry was a mistake. This coaching staff is going to be fine, and we are going to enjoy some really good football. And I think we should count our blessings, because with this crazy COVID stuff, you never know what tomorrow's going to bring. Love the show, and
Mike, what are you doing, dude? You sound like you're walking in
snow.
He does.
And on pins and needles, we both ended up going outside into by the fire pit when they scored, and there were 38 seconds.
Nice.
come on. I said, Connie, get in the house. They got 38 seconds. They've only got to get to the 40. Crosby's going to do this. Who is more deserving to win this game than Mason Crosby? What he went through 4 or 5 years
yeah,
ago.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
And so anyhow, I'm outside pacing around because I'm trying to calm down. I just got over COVID. And, following the Brewers a couple years ago, I had a heart attack. So
right.
I'm going to go in the house and have a warm glass of milk.
There you go. There you go. Take care, Mike. I appreciate you. Yeah, he had a heart attack during the Brewers postseason.
Yeah, I remember that.
That was not good. So Mike in Greenfield chilling out. You know darn right well there were probably some Packer fans just like his girl going, that's over, 38 seconds. There's no way. Don't doubt it. Don't doubt when you have a Hall of Fame quarterback that he can't get you down there with no timeouts.
Well,
Gary.
I mean,
there were no timeouts.
You would never say that, and I would never say, but it was. It was kind of a big game for week three.
Oh, for sure.
Right? I mean, it really was.
Yeah.
The Rams, Bucks, that was kind of a big game for week three.
Yep.
I mean, it's just, you know, you had 17 games, you still can overcome it. But now when you're trying to position yourself in the NFC, you're trying to because the NFC West is going to be, they're going to beat each other up in the West. So you just got to, it'll be the survival of the fittest over there. The Packers just got to win those games. Just keep right. stacking wins on top of wins.
No doubt. All right, let's go to another one listening on the Odyssey app, A-U-D-A-C-Y. T-Y, Ty in Philly, you are next with Gary Ellerson and me, Steve Sparky, Pfeiffer, after a Packers big-time win over those San Francisco 49ers, 30-28.
Hey, what's up? What's up, guys? What's going on, man?
What's up, Ty?
Hey, great game, man, to watch. I say, man, whether win or lose, Packers got some bad breaks from the refs tonight.
They really did.
I think, but what I seen out of the offense and out of the defense, first, the offense starting fast and the defense finally getting some stops and some sacks and stuff. This is probably the best version of the Packers that we're going to see, constructed.
No, I don't. I disagree.
I'm not saying that we can't clean things up. I'm not saying that we can't clean things up, but I don't like you just said a couple of minutes ago. I don't think that defense could play that much better.
I think they can.
Okay, well that's fair. I'll take
and,
that one.
And let me tell you why they're not settled yet. You get Za'Darius Smith back, who is their best pass rusher.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
And you do a lot of multiple things with him on third down.
Mm-hmm.
You developing Eric Stoltz, whether you like Kevin King or not. He becomes now your nickel or dime. You're upgraded there. Oh, defensively, they can get better. Offensively, you'll get back David Bakhtiari and the offensive Elgton Jenkins come back to the offensive line get back. Oh yeah. This team can only get better.
Gary, 2 points. Remember our conversation from last week before y'all let me go. You see what this offense can be as far as starting fast. When you get two big plays from 13 and 83 in that first half. That's what I was talking about last week when I made my points. That's the number one offense. If you could get at least those two plays from those two players once a game, that will be the number one offense. Nobody will be able to stop that when you throw 33 and 17 and 12 on top of that. My last point is back to the defense. Devon Dre Campbell is –
big
upgrade
up.
From what we've had over the last 3 or 4 years.
Huge.
I'm not saying he's a game buster, but he is an upgrade, and it shows you what we've been missing at that middle linebacker position.
Yes.
So
and Burns as well.
Great win, y'all.
Yeah. All right, thanks for the call. Yeah, Campbell has really stepped up and played well for them. He really has, and that is something that they needed, and he was an inexpensive buy. They didn't spend a bunch of money on him and give him huge money to come in. Right. That was an inexpensive find, and he stepped up and played really well and given some physicalness to go along with that middle linebacker position. Steve Sparky, Fiverr, Gary Ellerson, and you on a Green and Gold postgame show. Packers over the Niners 30-28. Back with more of your calls and all those fun stuff and your tweets as well. Don't forget, tweet us at Big Show Network. And, of course, you can always dial it up, too. As one drops off, you hop aboard. Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648.
Border to border, The Big Show Radio Network.
The Green Bay game is over. What was the scoring drive of the game? It's time for the drive of the game. Brought to you by ABC Audio Video. Home entertainment and smart home technology simply done right. Check them out at abcaudiovideo.com. You're listening to the Green and Gold Postgame Show, presented by Lakeland University on the Big Show Radio Network.
All right, Packers come storming back and win this one 30-28. We started talking about drives of the game, Gary. It's got to be the drive at the end, right? Last 30 of seconds? It's got to be. I don't know what else could possibly be. Here is how the whole thing played out at the end, courtesy of NBC.
They send four, seven back. Rodgers fires over the middle. Caught Adams. Adams will try to get out of bounds. He's at the 49-yard line. He stopped there. Rodgers will come up and spike it. 25 yards to Devontae. Now down to 20 seconds. Third and 10. Crowd roaring. Rodgers fires, caught.
Now you got to go.
32, he gives himself up. That's a first down. Can he spike it here? Can they get lined up? They do. And Mason Crosby will try to win the game. Jorquez to hold it. Crosby to try to win it. And the kick is good to win the game.
All right, so there is the calls by Al Michaels, Chris Collinsworth on NBC. Packers win 30-28, and taking the celebratory reaction, I guess. Your thoughts on the Packers coming back and winning this one, 30-28. Now 2-1, you can dial it up as well. Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. You can also tweet us at Big Show Network. Yes, Gary.
When was the last time Rodgers had a This would be considered a game-winning drive for the quarterback, right?
For sure.
When was the last time he had one of these?
No idea.
Doesn't it feel like far, few, and in between for this guy?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like Tom Brady does it all the time. And I could be wrong. I want to give credit, but most people think this is negative, but I want to give credit where credit's due. When was the last time he had one of these? Because he gets criticized a lot for not having these game-winning drives.
He doesn't have a lot. When you can't think of the last time he had one, that speaks volumes.
Maybe somebody can call in and let us know, because I'm sure some guys out there.
Because what always happens is he would have, but the defense screwed up after he did.
Correct. That's the standard pat answer
right.
for him.
Which is fine.
Because the year that his first year, he only won six games. You remember that?
Yeah, I do remember that.
He probably could have had six of them but the defense let him down.
Yeah, Sam Schmitz, executive producer, tonight has it. What do you got, Sam Schmitz?
According to Pro Football Reference, Aaron Rodgers' last game-winning drive was last year when they faced Jacksonville.
Game-winning drive against Jacksonville.
Was that
I don't even remember the game.
That was the one where they were really struggling. They gave up against Jacksonville last year in 2020.
Yeah, that was last year. I just don't
was
remember
that in
the game.
That was in Jacksonville, wasn't it?
Yeah. Oh, sorry. It was in Green Bay.
That was in Green Bay.
I still don't remember
I don't remember
it. Either way.
When was the last one after that, real quick?
Before that?
Yeah, sorry.
In 2020 against New Orleans, like week two.
Multiple times.
Against Breeze.
Yeah. So multiple game-winning drives for Aaron Rodgers last year.
There we go.
All right, let's go to Mike on the south side. You're next in the Green and Gold Postgame Show, presented to you by Lakeland University. What's up, Mike?
What about, remember Cook?
Jared Cook, yeah, what about him?
Didn't he have a game-winning drive against Dallas?
Yeah, that was a while ago.
Yeah, that was.
I don't know if that was a game-winning drive, but that was a big throw. That was
trying to be quick. I know your phone lines are jammed.
They are.
Yeah, we are jammed.
Congrats to the Brewers. Congrats, Team USA. This is a very long day to live through. I really like the karma.
To live through.
Steve. And the greatest last second player is Aaron Rodgers and Joe Montana.
No.
Well, anyway, we don't have to agree on everything. Those two bad calls.
Yeah.
on Devontae with 3 minutes, and then the helmet to helmet. To overcome that,
it just
shows you there's football gods.
There was a ticky-tack call on Stokes, too, in this game. Thanks for the call.
That
was pass interference. He touched him on the shoulder pad, like, for that quick. Didn't do anything.
The clipping or tripping on Adrian Amos?
That was a tripping.
It was.
He extended his leg trying to trip the dude.
Why don't we call the holding, then?
Fine. Agreed. I'm not disagreeing.
The dude's got it by both shoulders,
yes.
Holding him, won't let him go. All he could do was get his foot out. Why don't we call the holding, for crying out loud?
Great angle. Great point. I didn't think of it. I saw it. I was like, all right, he
couldn't
him.
Even move.
No, he couldn't.
All he could do was get his foot.
Yep.
Can we call the holding, please?
Yep. That's fair. No question. Absolutely fair. Yep. No question.
I'm looking at it go, don't you see? The guy couldn't move.
Yep. Let's go to Trail, north side of Milwaukee. Trail. You're next on the Green and Gold Post Game Show with Gary and Sparky. What's up?
Man, put some respect on Trail's name, man. Come on, man. Stop it, Gary. Stop it, Gary. Until my look up the last second. Put some respect on that man's name, man. Stop it, man. Not tonight, Gary.
What are you talking about?
Uh-oh, he said you're trying to be a Packer hater by bringing this up now, tonight.
Come on. When the last time you had
I didn't know, so we found out. Is that wrong?
Yeah, that's wrong, Gary.
Well, I didn't know. So here's what you do. Here's what you can do, Trail. Not say I'm hating on him. Won't you fault me for not remembering? How about that?
No.
Yeah. Won't you fault me for not remembering? How about that?
Code bring that up when he just had
to. No, that's not what I'm saying. Why don't you fault me for not remembering? Don't fault me for hating on 12. I said it straight up. I can't remember.
Oh.
So fault me for, even better yet, why don't you fault me for not doing my job right?
Oh, okay.
Because you could do that.
Okay.
You could do that. But don't fault me for not, because I can't remember. You can say, Gary, you can't remember nothing, you're stupid. Or you can say, Gary,
you can fault me for not knowing
my job. You could do that. But you can't come on here talking about, I'm not getting Aaron Rodgers just due. That's just stupid.
Why was it even brought up?
Because I was thinking about when was his last drive that he won. That's why I brought it up. I wanted to know.
Listen, 12 showed why he's the greatest he is. At the same time, though, I don't believe in his defense for Super Bowl. And 12 will have to stop being so Devontae Adams centric, because that will cost him against a better team. That's what I think.
Did it cost him against Tampa last year in the second half?
Yeah, probably could have. He went to Devontae too many times.
Now, what you say about 12? I wouldn't say that, because I can't be critical. If I were to say that, I hate 12.
I ain't calling you a hater. I'm just saying, why would you bring that up? Like, why does that even matter? All right, we got to go.
Yeah, I lost track of time, and thank God for Sam Schmitz, because we're way behind. All right, I got to take a quick time out. We'll be back.
Who scored first? Was it a big play? It's time for the Schulze Family Beef first score of the game. Schulze Family Beef. Treat your grill to quality Wisconsin pasture-raised beef from their family farm. Just go to SchulzeFamilyBeef.com. You're listening to the Green and Gold Postgame Show, presented by Lakeland University on the Big Show Radio Network.
How about it, Packer fans? Packers get a huge emotional come-from-behind victory over the San Francisco 49ers, 30-28, Mason Crosby, game-winning field goal as time expires. Couldn't have asked it to go any better than it did in that instance. Couldn't ask it to go any better. It was a great game there by the Green Bay Packers. And I know it's the first score of the game, and that's what it's supposed to be. But I'm going to change the rules for today. I don't think Schulze Family Beef. We'll really care all that much if we decide to go with the game-winning call instead of, early on, meaningless field goal that they had. Here it is again. Al Michaels, Chris Collinsworth on the call. 51 yards for Mason Crosby as time expires in San Francisco, courtesy of NBC.
The Hawkeyes to hold it. Crosby to try to win it. And the kick is good to win the game.
Yeah.
You thought Al Michaels. The 49ers couldn't take enough
time. What are you saying, Gary?
You would have thought Al Michaels would have had a little bit more.
No.
That was pretty plain by here, yeah, wasn't it?
There was nothing to it.
Well, come on, Al. Was he tired?
Maybe. I mean, he's getting older. It's later. it could be. I mean, I have no idea.
You thought he would have game winner.
Yeah, you would have thought he would have got more excited. There wasn't much to
it. Aaron Rodgers, game winning drive. You thought he would have had more.
Maybe he couldn't see it, so he didn't want to get all excited. He was waiting for the refs to give him through.
Like the guy from Minnesota?
Right. Who screwed that all up? Paul Allen. Right, exactly. Didn't want to be Paul Allen. All right, taking your calls here like always. Nate on the north side. You're next with Gary Ellerson and Steve Sparky Pfeiffer. What's going on, Nate?
What's up, Nate?
Doing good. How y'all doing?
Good.
Yeah, I just want to give this credit to the defense, man. They play one hell of a game. I was one of the rare few to last week to think that the defense played okay. I knew that they had room for improvement, and this is what I thought they could do. They got pressure. The rotations were nice and strong. It can only go up from here because you got Za'Darius Smith coming back. Like Gary said, Kevin King, he was out today. He could be a little bit more physical than Sullivan can as that slot corner. And this guy Stokes, man, I don't know what to say about him. He's impressing me time after time after time. That pass interference call that he got on him, I thought it was buffoonery. he barely touched him. But he's not afraid to use his speed, and he's not afraid of getting beat because he knows that he can catch up. But, yeah, this defense, we got to give this defense some credit because people from the major networks and people even on this radio station thought that the defense was going to get ran out the game.
I did.
And they held it in there, and they kept the game close. And one thing I will say is they got Aaron Rodgers a turnover, and he got to do better with as far as taking advantage of the turnovers when the defense will get them. But like I said, Aaron Rodgers, hey, you can't say much about it, but he does got to be better when the defense does get him turnovers, capitalizing off those turnovers.
Yeah, you know, thanks for your phone call. Steve, you know who else played well tonight?
Who's that?
Kenny Clark.
Kenny Clark was a beast.
He played like Aaron Donald tonight.
Kenny Clark was an absolute beast. Everywhere. Early in that game, dude, he just train-wrecked Mac, the center, the veteran center. He's been in the league for 100
years. The fumble that they got.
Right, the fumble that they got was huge as well.
He played like a beast tonight.
Yeah.
He played like Aaron Donald played for 16 games.
The play tonight you're talking about is right here, courtesy of NBC.
Second and 10. And look out, Garoppolo loses the ball. It's a live football, and it's picked up. Kenny Clark created it, and Campbell picks it up.
Garoppolo is saying, I threw it, which he did, but he threw it backwards. And so that's a fumble. He spun around, and he threw that at the very least laterally, if not backwards.
Yeah, that's exactly right. There is Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth, that Kenny Clark play.
His tail off tonight.
Again, it was fitting that he did it because he'd been busting his tail end that whole game and was able to come up and make that big play. If you want to jump aboard the Van Horn Direct toll-free talk line, 855-830-8648. I got to do a better job of reading some tweets here at Big Show Network. I will momentarily. Rusty in Texas, you're next here on the Green and Gold Post Game Show presented to you by Lakeland University. What's up?
Evening, gentlemen.
Evening.
Yeah, this win's going to be important in a lot of ways moving forward because it's an adversity win. Everything went against them, especially the officiating. But they didn't hang their heads. They just kept on pushing. And that's going to play off in later games. And the other thing is the trenches won this game on both offense and defense. And we had a tremendous number of twos and threes in there playing and putting the pressure in and protecting Aaron Rodgers. And that was the difference in the game, especially late.
No question.
Agreed.
Absolutely. And that's where everybody thought the Packers were going to lose it before the game even started, was they were going to lose the battle. I mean, you had running in there, who's what, second-year player? Royce Newman in there, first-year player. Myers in there, first-year player. Yosh is over there trying to figure out what the hell he's doing at left tackle. He's only been around a couple years, but he hasn't played an NFL game and started against a guy like Bosa before.
If you wanted to.
My goodness.
If you wanted to extend the credit. thanks for your phone call, Rusty. If you want extended credit.
Sure, go ahead.
Brian Gutekunst.
Well, yeah, these are his guys.
That offensive line?
Yeah.
If you wanted to extend it. Now, you've got to get a coach's credit for coaching these jokers up.
Sure.
But where do these guys come from? Yeah. I mean, this line now has flipped completely over here now, probably for the next 4 to 5 years.
Well, I don't think it's set yet, but we're
getting
there.
No, it's not set, but those guys right now are not. I mean, if you think about it, they're all locked up. Runyon, young player.
Yeah. Oh, that everybody
Myers, young player.
Other than Turner.
Yosh, young player. Right, other than him.
But then you would have Jenkins probably can go to right tackle. Yeah. Left tackle can be Bakhtiari. Yes. And then these young guys inside
they're all locked up
to play inside. Yeah. No, you know, you're absolutely right about that. Let's go to Kyle in Brown Deer. You're next with Gary and Sparky here on the Big Show Radio Network. What's going on?
Hey, thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I'm just trying to figure out if the officials in New York can blow a call for the Cleveland-Kansas City game. Why can't they call and say, "Hey, dudes, you missed a flagrant where the guy launched himself at Devontae Adams"? Why aren't they? You know, if the NFL and these refs are all out for looking out for the players with safety and stuff like that, the people in New York should have been calling right off the bat saying, "Hey, you blew a call. That you better take a look at this on the video and then assess it properly." If they can do that with the Cleveland and Kansas City fiasco of the shoving match over there, this was even more important. This is livelihood for Devontae Adams and stuff like that for his playing days. You know, it's like, just disrespectful. I think that's, you know, the officiating has to improve. I think they should start fining the officials also if they blow calls like this. And I'll just listen to you because I'm just upset that there is so much bad calls that were so, and a lot of ticky tack calls that are in there that do not even need to be in there.
You know, I agree with you that there should be some protocol with that, Steve. Now they went and showed the replay back, and the official did not see it. They showed it. He was out of position. He was supposed to be in center field deep, so he's looking down back at it, but he was behind it, so he couldn't see it. I agree with him. I think there should be some protocol when there's a hit like that that should be reviewed in New York, and they make the call from there. That's what
I'm fine with it.
Done.
I mean, you're going to slow down the game some, but...
Right. But I would totally agree with that. Well, the game is already slowed down because you got to get this guy off the field. So he's laying there anyway.
Yep. No, you're absolutely right about that. Let's go to another guy using his Audacy app, AUDACY. He is L listening in Philadelphia. What's going on, L?
Hey, guys. Thank you for having me.
Sure.
Hey, first and foremost, Gary, you couldn't have said it any better earlier in the broadcast, man. It's definitely looking like things are looking on the up for the Packers. Our defense definitely can improve. I mean, don't get me wrong. There were times I definitely was sitting up there like at the edge of my seat, a little nervous. But to see Stokes, to see him like more aggressive and them blitzing and making open field tackles at times, it was definitely, good to see. But I want to give a shout out to Adam Stenovich, man. This dude gets anybody that they just throw in there or they just pick up as far as like for the offensive linemen and these makeshift lines, they did a hell of a job tonight, man. Hell of a job against a great front. And kept him clean and, you know, was able to establish somewhat of a run. But on those long pass downs, they was able to keep our quarterback clean. He was able to make them plays. A huge shout-out to them tonight, man. But I'm definitely looking forward to what the Packers are going to be in the future because when we get our guys back, it might be a little scary.
And Stokes clearly has that job over Kevin King now, right, Al? I mean, we all are in agreement on this.
Oh, we was agreeing with that last week when we talked about it. So, yeah, no doubt. Thanks, guys.
All right, man. Take care.
Don't be surprised if you see Kevin King.
Oh, he'll play again. I just don't know if he belongs there. Kevin King's going inside, I think, now.
I would hope that's what they would do.
They're going to put him inside, and he'll stay outside. And when they announce the starting lineup, he'll announce a nickel.
Right. He'll be in his nickel because he should be.
Right. I'm guessing that's how that'll go. Let's go to Kurt, listening in Superior on the Audacy app, AUDACY. What's going on, Kurt?
Hey, guys. How you doing tonight?
Good. Thanks for tuning in.
Good. Hey, I just wanted to touch on a stat NBC put up just to give Gary a little backup here.
Sure.
And a little support. Coming into this game, A-Rod is 4-for-12 when needing to move his team downfield, down by less than 3 for a game-winning drive. So he was 4-for-12 coming into this game throughout his career. Now he's 5-for-13. So when Gary said he didn't remember the last time he's done it, it doesn't happen that often. I think he's got 27 game-winning drives now, but needing a field goal to win it, he was 4-for-12 coming into this game. So, and honestly, his second half was pretty poor. I mean, I think he threw 3 incompletions in the first half for almost a buck 80 and ended up with 80 yards in the second half and 3-for-9 on his last 9 passes. So he didn't have a very good second quarter. Second half, in my opinion. Definitely can improve on a few things, and it would be so nice to have someone else to throw the ball to besides Adams. You know, we didn't see much from Tonyan tonight. MVS got nicked. And Funchess was looking good in preseason. And what about Randall Cobb? I mean, I saw him in there a few times, but
he's been a non-factor.
Yeah, yep. He has been.
Yeah, so anyhow.
No, it's a non-factor. 26 game-winning drives, Sam Schmitz tells me, for Aaron Rodgers. 26 in his career. Now, that does not mean that if you want to change the filter of what you're searching for, that you couldn't change the filter. If the filter is game-winning drive under 2 minutes,
okay,
that's probably different than just that was the last that put them up with 7 minutes to go, but that was the game-winning drive.
Well, that's
drive.
What you're talking about, game-winning right. drive under 2 minutes. That's
what I'm talking about.
Right.
Right. So it all depends, I guess, on who's doing the numbers, I guess.
So under 2 minutes, how many does he have under 2 minutes?
I don't know. Sam would have to look that one up, too. That's something else.
That's different.
A little bit different, right? Yeah. Let's go to Dan and Racine. You're next in the Green and Gold postgame show presented to you by Lakeland University after a Packer dramatic comeback victory.
Fellas, good evening.
Evening. Yeah.
Good evening. Just having a church show right now on the way home from work.
My Great guy.
Grab Gary, you turn me on to this stuff.
Yes.
But I got to say, though, first of all, we need some gaming in the state. Because I can't be taking money from Costa Rica anymore. Fellas, if you didn't take Green Bay in the points on this, you are a blindsided clown.
Well, we don't gamble, so for us it doesn't matter.
You know what I'm saying. I'm just putting it out there for the listeners. Because this team that San Fran is way overrated, really. And I'm telling you, it's almost getting to feel like the NFL is not calling New York, they're calling Caesars when they got to make a call. I mean, who are we kidding? This is blatant BS. And what I got to say, though, is give it up to the coaching staff today. The O-line was, I mean, wow, 3 sacks to their 1 without Zadarius? Man, this was a good statement game.
And no question.
But I'm just saying, I think they played a weak San Fran that's probably going to end up maybe .500 at best.
Yeah, we'll see if they make the playoffs. It's funny, we had those guys on from the game in San Francisco on the big show on Friday, and they were running their mouths nonstop. I doubt it, no. And then at the end of the show, you know, Leroy or whatever said, we'll see if you even make the playoffs. And it's true, we don't know. Because again, as Gary's pointed out, that's going to be tough. Thanks for the call. I don't know if they make it or not. If I'm a Niner fan, I'm happy that Jimmy G was able to do what he did. Obviously, you're heartbroken that Rodgers was able to run down on your defense, but that Jimmy G drive, that was pretty impressive.
Yeah, it was.
That was a pretty impressive drive for a guy that gets a lot of criticism for everything, even though he does nothing but seemingly win if you look at his overall record as a starter for the Niners. But, yeah, I thought that was pretty impressive. All right, we'll take a quick timeout. We'll come back. Continue to get more of your calls and tweets. I will read some tweets coming up. Plus, we'll go inside the Packers locker room. We'll hear from the coach. We'll hear from the players. Rodgers, Devontae Adams, I think they've already talked. We'll hear from all those guys straight ahead here on the Green and Gold Postgame Show presented to you by Lakeland University.
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
The Green Bay game is over. It's time to head inside the locker room and hear what the players have to say about today's game. You're listening to the Green and Gold Postgame Show presented by Lakeland University on the Big Show Radio Network.
30-28, Packers take out the San Francisco 49ers. Aaron Rodgers on the day, 23 of 33, 261, 2 scores. 113.3 rating for Aaron Rodgers on the day. Devontae Adams, Oh, boy, if you had him in fantasy, you're going to be pretty happy today with Davante Adams. 12 catches, 132 yards, and one score, one touchdown for Davante Adams. He was huge there in the last 30 or so seconds to help get the Packers into field goal territory to get Mason Crosby lined up for that game-winning 51-yard field goal. After the game, Davante Adams talked to the media, and of course, right away, the first thing he let off talking about was, you know, that big hit that he took. By the way, speaking of that big hit that he took, Dan Plucker, none too happy, our executive producer on the Wendy's Big Show, that they zoomed in on his mask, showing his eyes being all glazed over after he got laid out in that game. I agree with Dan Plucker. I don't think we need to see it that close and that personal. Personally, that's
well,
just me. I don't like that.
How did he get back in the game?
He went the blue tent. They said, presto, you're good. Go play.
To me, that's the figure.
Yeah, I thought he was concussed for sure based on the look on his face, right?
Come on.
Yeah. He looked concussed to me. To be honest, I was watching him off the line. I wanted to see what he was going to look like coming off the line and make sure he didn't fall over or something.
Well, that's old school. I mean, that's how we used to do it back in the day now.
Yeah, no blue tent, but yeah. Here's some smelling salts.
Tent.
Go
just,
in.
Yeah, smelling salts. Let's go.
Go play. So Davante Adams right away leads off talking about, yeah, he's going to play next week. Okay.
You just try and catch your breath.
Yeah. NFL just tweeted out a little while ago a video of a camera only on Aaron Rodgers, sideline view behind Rodgers.
Mm-hmm.
He's down in a crouch position watching Crosby hit that field goal.
Yeah.
Jumps, I don't know how high in the air, going crazy.
Yeah.
It's pretty cool that, you know, you always see the Brett Favre take off his helmet and run around and all that in the Super Bowl. Oh, he's so much like a kid. Oh, he plays for the love of the game. Well, there you go.
Yeah, but that was a Super Bowl, Steve.
Nobody ever talks about that. People always talk about how Favre played for the love of the game, and he was like a little kid running around, and he really loved the game.
I know, but it was.
You don't hear that reference with a lot of other players in the NFL, ever.
But that was on a bigger stage, so I mean, everybody saw that.
Well, everybody's going to see this because of social media.
Yeah, I mean,
right.
Yeah, they will.
Yeah. Packers win 30-28 over the Niners.
You're trying to say they unfairly treat Rodgers?
Well, I'm just glad that they finally got something positive where, look, dude cares. There you go. You want to see care?
I never got into that he didn't care.
I thought it was stupid. I said it was going on. I didn't understand where people were coming up with that.
I didn't get that either.
All right, here's Aaron Rodgers.
The Green Bay game is over. What player stood out from today's game? Who made the biggest impact? It's time to name the Van Horn Automotive MVP of the game. Van Horn Automotive Group, with locations throughout Wisconsin and in Iowa. Family born and employee owned. On the web at vanhornauto.com. You're listening to the Green and Gold Postgame Show, presented by Lakeland University on the Big Show Radio Network.
This one's easy. You have two options, Rodgers or Davante Adams, Gary. Which one do you want to go with for the MVP?
Well, of course, the Rodgers hater got to go with Rodgers.
Rodgers gets the MVP.
Oh, yeah.
It's either him or Davante.
Yeah.
Davante popping up after getting hit and then being a huge part of that last drive.
I just thought, and this is clear, Rodgers plays like this. They get back to the NFC Championship game. Everything was on time. We were talking about last week on time.
Yep.
He ran the offense. He was, you know, he did some of his stuff too still, but I mean, the offense was just pure.
No question. All right, coming up, we'll hear from Packers head coach Matt LaFleur next.
You're listening to the Big Show Radio Network.
How about it, Packer fans? Packers get the win tonight. Yes, they do. Mason Crosby game-winning 51-yard field goal, 30-28 over the San Francisco 49ers. And a big win for the Green Bay Packers. A statement win, maybe. We'll talk about that and more coming up tomorrow on the Wendy's Big Show. Here is a little bit of what Packers head coach Matt LaFleur had to say moments ago. There is Matt LaFleur talking after the game, and we'll hear more from Matt LaFleur tomorrow on the Wendy's Big Show.
Border to border, the Big Show Radio Network.
Jorquez to hold it. Crosby to try to win it. And the kick is good.
to win the game. The 49ers couldn't take enough time off the clock at the end. All Aaron needed was 37 seconds.
I mean, seriously, 37 seconds should be enough to beat anybody when you're up. But when you only need a field goal, that shortens the field and you have a chance. Yeah. Steve Sparky, Fiverr, Gary Ellerson. Green and Gold postgame show presented to you by Lakeland University. Packers get the win 30-28. Davante Adams, we thought was done, comes back and is a huge part of that drive. Nicely done. Don't forget Wendy's Big Show tomorrow. We'll hear what Leroy Butler has to say, the Packer Hall of Famer. That all comes up tomorrow on the Big Show Radio Network. Enjoy the rest of your night. Thanks to Sam Schmitz for producing. Toodles!
Wisconsin-wide, the Big Show Radio Network.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.